Shantae says she would likely be homeless without the help she has received from the Community Action Partnership of Utah, a group that helps to coordinate food, housing, education, and employment services for Utahns struggling with poverty.
We would have ended up living on the shelter with our two-year-old son or on the streets, and they ended up helping us into a nice apartment, a safe environment for my son and my family to be able to have him grow and learn.
In Utah, 13.5% of families, or 375,000 people, live in poverty. Many don't have enough to eat, a safe place to live, access to early childhood education, or a good job. Sherry Dial is the Community Action Director for the southern part of the state, including Washington, Iron, Beaver, Garfield, and Kane counties. She says they help about 5,000 households, but many more need help and aren't getting it.
These little programs that we have in rural Utah are just really devastated by even a little bit of a loss of funding.
Dial says most of their funding comes from the federal government, and the cuts put in place due to sequestration may have a big impact given the increase in homelessness they are already seeing in the area.
We have some real issues with the homeless problem. So we have people living in the desert, living in tents, those kinds of things. And so those are real problems.
The 5% across the board federal budget cuts began March 1st of this year. The impact has not been fully felt yet, but many social service groups are doing what they can to prevent the cuts from hitting the most vulnerable. Kathy Hoskins with the Salt Lake Community Action Program.
Our staff has absorbed a huge part of the sequestration cuts by giving up their benefits so as to lessen the impact of sequestration on the low-income population who need our services.
Hoskins says while decreased retirement benefits and unpaid furloughs protected some services, not all of them remained untouched. They had to cut their contribution to Utahns for Hunger and Catholic Community Services by 5%.
The Salt Lake CAP also found it necessary to close a food pantry in Murray, Utah, that services in excess of 1,000 families per month.
Erin Treadbeth Murray is the director of Head Start. Among other services, they provide early childhood education and nutritious meals to low-income children. She says her program, which serves 2,500 children in Salt Lake and Tooele counties, had to reduce their budget by $670,000 this year. She adds they were one of the few Head Start groups in the country who didn't have to cut children out of the program.
Primarily, I think that is because we have some revenue-generating projects and some fundraising that have been offsetting our budget. We ended up furloughing staff for 5 days. We ended school early. We postponed the company's retirement contribution to the employee until January of next year. And that's how we made it this year. But there is no chance in the world that if sequestration continues that we will not be cutting kids next year. And for us to make up that big a deficit, we're talking 300-400 children.
$85 billion are being cut this year. But over 10 years, the cuts will total $1.1 trillion if sequestration stays in place. With the current impasse in Congress, Murray and others are worried there's no end in sight. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.